我们大家来看罗马书第十一章
Romans 11。
我再从第二十五节开始读
Reading from verse number 25。
二十五节一直读到第三十六节
36。
我们轮流来读好吗？我一节，你们一节。
Read in turn。
从第二十五，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了，于是
以色列全家都要得救。
如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。又说，我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立的约。就是福音说，他们为你们缘故是仇敌；
就是拣选说，他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的。
因为上帝的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
你们从前不顺服上帝，
如今因他们的不顺服，你们倒蒙了怜悯。这样，他们也是不顺服，叫他们因着施给你们的怜恤，现在也就蒙怜恤。因为上帝
将众人都牵在不顺服之中，特意
要怜恤众人。身在上帝丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难寻，他的踪迹何其难寻。
谁知道主的心，
谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还的？
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。
阿们。请你注意听，在这里，因为上帝的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。你们从前不顺服上帝，如今因他们的不顺服，你们倒蒙了怜恤。这样，他们也是不顺服，叫他们因着赐给你们的怜恤，现在也就蒙怜恤。因为上帝将众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要怜恤众人。我们大家再次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
说求主你恩爱再一次，借着你的主权，你丰富的智慧，以及你永远没有错误的计划同你永恒的旨意向我们施恩。说你说你要恩待谁就恩待谁，你要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。求主今天向我们施恩，赐下怜悯。你是从来没有轻易发怒，却是施恩惠怜悯的上帝。我们感谢你，求你照着我们个人的需要，给我们看出你话语中间的奥秘，从你最丰盛的智慧中间，我们找到我们的需要，找到我们灵性中间所明白可以明白的事情。所以你听我们的祷告，我们把你无用的仆人交托给你，求主你给他上头来的能力，天上的智慧，顺服你的意思，能照着你圣灵的引导，把你的真理传讲清楚，使我们众人因为道得救的智慧，得着侍奉的能力，得着主你给我们启示的真理。感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们。我们已经到了罗马书第十一章最后这一段。
We are now the last passage of the Romans 11.
在罗马书第十一章里面
，In Romans 11,
我们今天恩典怎样从以色列人就转移到外邦呢
？We see the how the grace of God moved from the Israel to the Gentiles.
这个呢，在所有使徒中间，保罗是看得最清楚。
It is only Paul among all the apostles see so clearly.
因为保罗蒙召。跟其他的使徒蒙召是不一样
，because the calling of Paul as to other apostles is different.
保罗是特别为传福音给外邦人得救的问题而蒙召。
Paul is specifically called for the saving and salvation of the Gentiles.
所以当看见外邦归主的时候
，so when you see the Gentiles turning to God,
他就知道神的恩典已经从一个种族的这个限制已经突破出去。
He knows that this limitation of salvation in the Israel has been now broken up.
这个是非常突然的事情。
This was something which was sudden.
因为当耶稣基督在世界上的时候
，because when Christ was on the earth,
耶稣基督完全没有到外邦的城邑中间去。
Totally, Jesus did not visit the Gentile city.
他走遍各城各乡。
He went to all towns and cities,
只寻找以色列的弥赎。
But only to search for the lost of the Jews.
耶稣基督在世界上的时候
，and when he was upon the earth,
成全他列祖 在神面前领受的应许，所对神的救恩所存的盼望。
He accomplished the hope with the patriarch and the ancestors had received from God.
所以神借着给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
So God has a covenant for this Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
以及借着众先知所赐下的应许。
And also through the oracle, this promise has been given.
都完全在基督里面被成全起来。
All this in Christ has been accomplished.
基督就被差遣在以色列的中间，来把这些救恩的真理把它呈现出来。
Then Christ Jesus has been sent among the Israelites to manifest to accomplish this salvation.
耶稣基督没有到过外邦的城里。
So Jesus has not visited the Gentiles.
他却讲这样的话语。
But he said this.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
你们要做比我更大的事。
You will do things greater than I do.
就是等圣灵降临以后。
So after the Holy Spirit has come.
耶稣基督是成就的救恩的道理。
What the salvation that Christ Jesus accomplished.
不是单单在以色列传。
It is not among the Jews.
还要传到万邦、万国、万族、万民的中间。
But to preach to all nations and all corners of the world.
所以耶稣基督的使徒。
So the disciples of Jesus.
被呼召。
They have been called.
蒙拣选。
They have been elected.
被造就。
They have been built up.
使他们受教导之后，
so they after they were taught,
有一天要把这真理传遍万邦。
That one day they preach the truth to all nations.
所以当基督升天以前，
so before his ascension,
他就把这个大使命赐下。
He has given this great commission.
你要使万民成为我的门徒。
You must make disciples of all nations.
你们要铺天下去传福音。
And to the end of the earth, you must preach.
他把所吩咐你们的都叫他照他们遵行。
Then when I have instructed you, ask them to be obedient.
父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So in the name of the Father.Then the Son of Spirit baptized.
这样万民要归于主。
So the all nations will turn to God.
恩典要临到全世界。
So the grace will come to the whole world.
所以基督自己没有到他们那边去。
So Jesus himself has not gone there.
升天以前就在大使命里面把这个预告出来。
But before the ascension, he will pronounce this great commission.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
将基督降在圣地。
So after he has descended to the Holy Land,
以色列人的中间
among the Israelites,
基督从圣地升天
and to the Holy Land he has ascended,
离开以色列
when he left the Israelites,
他完全只照着父要他做的要他讲的来做来说
he did and he spoke according to what God has instructed him.
所以他是完完全全受限制的一位基督
totally he's a Christian who is limited.
当基督到世界成为肉身的时候
but at the time when Christ incarnated,
是无限者在有限中间的彰显。
It is the infinite that manifested in the finite.
他的神在人间的彰显。
That God manifested among humankind.
他受了地区的限制。
And he has a limited region.
他受了时间的限制。
And also limited by time.
他受了律法的限制。
Limited by law.
他受了神要他讲的话，要他做的事的范围的限制。
Limited by the sphere whereby he is instructed to preach and to do.
所以在约翰第十二章告诉我们。
And that's why John chapter 12 says.
我只讲父要我讲的。
I only speak what the Lord wants me to speak.
我只做父要我做的。
And do what my father asks me to do.
人是被差遣在以色列迷失的羊里面。
The Son of Man has been sent to the lost sheep among the Israelites.
但是基督所成全的不是单单为以色列。
But what the Christ Jesus accomplished is not only for the Israelites.
乃是为万国、万邦、万民、万族。
But for all nations, for all corners of the world, and for all races.
这样你在启示录第五章第八、第九节你看见。
And that's why in Revelation to the 5 verse 8 and 9 you see.
这位被杀的羔羊他是有权柄展开那个书卷。
This lamb who has been slain can open the scroll.
因为他曾被杀。
Because he has been slain.
用他自己的血将万民、万邦、万国、万族的人买回来，使他们归向上帝。
With his blood, he has redeemed all nations, all races, all corners of the world, so that they come to God.
所以这件事是很突然。
Something which is very sudden.
因为耶稣升天以后
，because after his ascension,
拣选保罗
，he has elected Paul.
这一位外邦的使徒就把福音传给许多许多不同种族。
So this apostle of the Gentiles preached now to all nations and all races.
像保罗是最清楚看见。
So then Paul very clearly he saw.
福音从以色列传到外族
Then the gospel now turned from Israel to the Gentiles
最清楚看见
Very clearly he saw
一族一族的人归向上
Race by race, nation by nation, they turn to God
那么这是不是因为这些外族的人 本来就应当蒙恩呢？
Is it because this other nation has to be blessed?
不是的。
No.
恩典就是不配得的才叫恩。
Because grace is something which you undeserving.
所以外邦蒙恩为什么呢？
So the Gentiles have the grace. Why?
因为神主动施恩。
Because God actively give grace to them.
那神的恩典施给谁？
Who to whom they gonna give the grace?
上帝说我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
God said to whom I want their mercy, I mercy.
我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
To whom I want to give grace, I give grace.
上帝这个恩典曾经在以色列中间显明出来。
This grace had been manifest once among the Israelites.
以色列抗拒上帝的恩典。
But the Israelites rejected him.
以色列把上帝的儿子耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
And to the Son of God, he has crucified on the cross.
而且连外邦人最坏的比拉多。
And to the Gentiles, even the worst, that's called Pontius Pilate.
他都说流这人的血不在我的手中。
And he said to shed the blood of this man, the sin would not be upon me.
因为我查不出他有什么罪来。
Because I cannot find what sin he has.
犹太人却比比拉多更勇敢地讲一句话。
But the Jews even more courageous to say something that the Pontius Pilate never
said. 流这个人血的罪归给我们吧。
The sin in shed the blood of this man come to us.
归给我们的子子孙孙。
And to our descendants.
你看见这个讲律法、研究神所启示圣经的选民。竟然是抵挡上帝拒绝神所差遣的耶稣基督。
So you see the elect who talk about the law, who received the law, now is the one who go against God.
神就把恩典转到外邦人。
And God now has turned the grace to the Gentiles.
神把恩典转出去的时候。
And when he has turned it out,
人常常不感觉到有什么损失。
Many, many times do not feel that there's a loss.
没有就算了。
Well, it's okay, I don't have it.
我不需要耶稣基督。
I don't need Jesus.
他们不知道就这样转出去到现在差不多两千年，犹太人差不多都不能归主了。
They did not know that since the turning at that time, 2,000 years now, the Jews are coming to God.
有时候我思想这件事，我感到很可怕。
Many times when I think about this, I tremble.
我很害怕。
I fear.
当恩典到我们身上的时候
，Because when grace comes to us,
我们轻看恩典。
We despise grace.
我们拒绝恩典。
We reject grace.
我们抗拒神的施恩。
We go against the grace of God.
如果神有一天把恩典马上带到别地方去的时候。
If one day God would turn the grace to others,
就是求你就是哭，你跪下来，你怎样的打盹，你怎样的捶胸，恩典不回来。
Even if you were to appeal, were to bow down, were to cry, grace would come to you.
今天的犹太人感觉到他们失去恩典吗？
The Jews today, do they feel that they have lost the grace?
他们还是没有救。
No, they do not realize that.
所以这里告诉我们什么呢？
So here it says,
因为他们拒绝主的恩典。
Because they rejected the grace of God.
所以恩典就临到你们中间。
And that's when grace comes to you.
那么上帝用这样的办法使万民可以蒙受上帝的恩典。
Is it through this way that so the Gentiles now have the grace of God?
这个智慧太大了。
This wisdom is so profound.
如果犹太人有一天说为什么他们可以蒙恩的时
候。 So if the Jews wanted to ask, why is it现在 have the grace，
神可以很清楚地对他们。
God can very clearly tell them，
恩典是你们所抗拒。
This grace something you resist，
你们曾经有这个机会。
You have once this opportunity，
你们拒绝了这个机会。
But you rejected this opportunity，
我就把恩典赐给外邦人。
So have given the grace to the Gentiles，
上帝也不愿意外邦人把恩典又轻看。
And God also doesn't want the Gentiles to despise this grace。
所以上个礼拜我们谈到我们不可夸口。
And that's why last week we said do not boast。
我们常常记得我们不过是野甘蓝。被接在原来的枝子原来的树干。
Many times we should remember the weather while already now grafted to the original support.
所以原来树干里面的树枝给我们得出滋润得出营养。
So this stalk and root now nourish with the sap.
是它托住我们不是我们托住这个树干。
It is the root that support us and we support the root.
所以我们应当为以色列求恩。
So we must pray for the Israelite.
我们应当为以色列人祷告。
We must pray for the Israelite.
为什么呢？
Why?
保罗在这里说呢，等外邦得救的数目满足以后。
Because Paul here said after the full number of Gentiles come in,
神要回头再照顾以色列人。
God that would turn back to take care of the Israelite.
神要再照顾施恩以色列人。
And also will give grace to the Israelite.
因为上帝的恩人同他的这个恩赐是没有后悔的。
Because he is revocable in his grace.
神的拣选神的恩赐是没有后悔的。
And his election and call is irrevocable.
这些话什么意思呢？
What do you mean by that?
真正蒙神拣选的人，
Those who are truly elected by God
一定最后领受上帝的恩典。
Truly and truly and finally they receive the grace of God.
是不是所有的人都被拣选？
Is it that all has been elected?
不是的。
No.
拣选就不是所有的。
Election means that not all.
所有的 不是被拣选。
Because all are elected.
拣选就是有一些不被选的。
Elected means some are elected, some are not.
所以拣选不是所有的。
So election doesn't belong to all.
这个是逻辑。
This is logic.
如果你今天到市场里面，
If today you will go to the market,
你说我要买几只的螃蟹。
You say I want to buy a few crabs.
那么那他们问说你要买几只呢？
How many you want to buy?
你说等我先选。
Let me choose first.
那你选多少呢？
How many you want to choose?
我选所有的。
I choose all.
有没有这样的事啊？
Would that happen to you?
我选所有的。
I choose all.
我买所有的。
I buy all.
我包所有的。
I buy all.
没有人说我选所有的。
No one said that. I choose all.
拣选就不是所有的。
Because choosing and elect mean doesn't mean all.
大家说一二三，拣选就不是所有的。那么神的拣选
，So the election of God
是凭着什么呢
？Based on what then?
有两样。最重要的事情
Two important things
第一
The first
凭着神的主权
According to his own sovereignty
第二
The second
凭着神最高的智慧
According to the highest wisdom
这是神拣选的两大原则
These are two principles of God's election
当他选的时候
When he elects
照着他的主权
According to his own sovereignty
不是照着我们的条件
Not according to our conditions
如果照着我们的条件
According to our own conditions
那我们就不是蒙恩的人
Then we are not those who have received grace
我们是有资格的人
Because we are qualified
蒙恩的意思就是不配
To have the grace meaning you are not deserving
蒙恩的意思就是不靠着行为
The grace meaning is not dependent on your work
蒙恩的意思就是我们没有条件
To receive the grace meaning you are not conditioned enough
蒙恩的意思就是我们不是用我们的好处去换取上帝的
That is we don't exchange for the grace of God from our goodness
所以神的主权
So the sovereignty of God
那神凭着什么用他的主权
But based on what God exercises his sovereignty
神是神
God is God
神有绝对的主权
God has absolute sovereignty
没有主权的神就不是神
A God who doesn't have a sovereignty is not God
正像所有的不是拣选
Like not all are elect
拣选一定不是所有的
Election means not all them
神是主
God is the Lord
神有绝对的主权
So God has absolute sovereignty
没有主权的就不是神
And the one who doesn't have absolute sovereignty is not God
这是同样的原则性的原则
So this is the same kind of principle logic
所以神的主权
So the sovereignty of God
不是因为我的条件
It isn't because of my condition
也不是需要过问我
It doesn't have to ask my consent
因为他是绝对没有错误的上帝
Because absolutely he's a God who never do wrong
绝对自主的上帝
Absolutely he's autonomous
第二样
Second
上帝的拣选根据什么呢
God's election based on what
上帝的拣选根据他最高的智慧
Based on his highest wisdom
为什么呢
Why
因为神是智慧的本体
Because God is his substance of wisdom
神是真理的本身
He is also the subjectivity of truth
Subjectivity of the truth And the subjectivity of the wisdom 神是最智慧的
He is the most wise
所以如果我们说上帝啊你不可以这样选
If we want to say God You cannot choose in this way
那么上帝应当比你更低被你指挥是吗
Then God is lower than you And you must instruct him、then.
你说上帝这样做是没有理由的
You see there's no reason for God to do in this manner
你的意思上帝比你更笨是吗
So does you mean that God is more foolish than you do
你怎样都没有办法抵挡神
You cannot go against God
因为他是最高的主权
Because he belongs to the highest sovereignty
他有最高的智慧
He has the highest wisdom
但是我不明白啊
So I don't understand you say
当我们不明白神的拣选
At a time when we don't understand the election of God
我们不认同神的主权的时候
We do not identify his sovereignty
只能说因为我是有限的
We can only but say that we are finite
我的智慧是不够的
My wisdom is sufficient
所以我的主啊
That's why I say, Lord,
如今我还不能明白。
Now I cannot understand.
我有信心顺服。
Now by faith I am obedient.
主啊
，Lord,
我现在还没有办法看清一切的时候。
Now I cannot see all things clearly.
我用顺从跟随。
But with submission, I want to follow you.
我用我的信心顺从你的主权。
I use my faith to submit to your sovereignty.
我用我的顺从接受你的智慧。
And with my obedience, I receive your wisdom.
因为你的主权是最高的。
Because your
智慧是最高的。
Because your sovereignty and wisdom are the highest.
所以我是谁
So who am I?
我不过是蒙造的
I'm only but called one.
我是一个被造有限的
I'm a created infiniteness.
有罪是不配的
With sin and unworthy.
我只能顺服上帝
I can only but obey.
因为上帝绝对不会做错事
Because absolutely God will not do something wrong.
否则他就不是上帝
If not, he is not God.
这是信仰
This is faith.
当基督徒对神的主权跟最高的智慧 有这样的了解的时候
When Christian has this understanding through the higher sovereignty and wisdom of God
你读圣经发现了一些不明白的事情
When you read the Bible, something that you do not understand
你只能说什么
You can never say
我是有限
I'm finite
我是被造的
I'm created
我现在在这乌云满布的遮盖的中间
Now in this cloudiness
就像保罗说
Like Paul said
我们现在对着镜子观看
We are now looking at the mirror
我们是模糊的
We are they
直到有一天我们面对面看见上帝的
Only one day when we see God face to face
他说我们就清清楚楚
Then only we'll see very clearly
保罗这句话什么意思
What do you mean by Paul in this statement
他的意思就是说呢
Meaning that
他现在所看见的
Now what did he see
还没有到天上的绝对的地步
It has not come to the absolute state of what happened in heaven.
我们都知道我们来聚会以前会照镜子。
We know that before we come to the meeting, we look at the mirror.
有没有啊
Do you?
你们刚才来有没有照镜子啊
Did you look at the mirror before?
有没有啊啊不必假冒伪善啊。
Don't be hypocrite.
你一定照镜子。
Of course you look at the mirror.
头发整齐吗
Am I tidy?
衣服穿得对吗
With the attire.
我刚才不大注意看镜子。
Just now I did not watch the mirror carefully.
衣服穿的时候是这样来了。
So when I put it, the collar was up.
我上台以前呢
Before I came up.
因为弟兄说唐牧师我先给你弄好。
One brother said that I will put it tidy for you.
因为我不注意看镜子。
Because I did not pay attention to the mirror.
为什么我们要看镜子
Why say when the Lord watch the mirror?
我们要看清楚自己到底是怎么样。
To see clearly who are we.
这样我们就从主观进到客观去认识自己
So from subjectivity we now go to objectivity to learn about ourselves
我们看镜子的时候呢
So when we look at the mirror
有两个条件
Two conditions
第一
The first
这个镜子要很平又 很干净
The mirror must be flat and clean
才不会去照我们原像
Then we will not distort our image
这是镜子的第一个条件
This is the first condition of the mirror
镜子如果不平呢
If the mirror is not flat enough
你动一动这边会长出来那边会弯
So your figure will be distorted
镜是凹凸出来
It will be concave and concave
你会看你肚子大得不得了
You'll see the big belly
那个叫照妖镜
So that is called a mirror distortion
这个叫做 magic mirror
Magic mirror
这 magic mirror 是 no 这个 honesty
这个照妖镜呢不诚实的
不诚实的
Not honest
No fidelity
也不忠实的
所以呢不能够真正把你的形象
上 So it cannot truly reflect your image
所以镜子的第一个条件是平
So the condition of mirror it must be flat
又干净
And clean
绝对的平
Absolutely flat
绝对的干净
Absolutely clean
才会清楚
Then only it will be clear
第二
The second
照镜子的第二条件是
The second condition for you to look at the mirror
你和镜子中间要有灯
You and between the mirror there must be a light
那么你就看清楚在镜子里面你是怎么被照出来
Then you see the image in the mirror of you How that you've been reflected
如果你照镜子的你灯是放在你背后的
So if you look at the mirror But the mirror is the lights at the back
你只见黑的影没有看见形同里面的一些的东西
You can see only the dark shadow Without the clear picture
所以这是两个条件
So these are the conditions
那么保罗讲那句话
When Paul said the statement
我面对镜子观看是模糊的
I look at the mirror is vague
为什么呢
Why?
因为那个时候人类还没有发明很好的玻璃
Because at that time man has not known to make good mirrors
所以人照镜子照铜镜
So they had the bronze mirror
那么铜镜多是不太平的
You know this bronze are not too flat
所以看得模糊
So you see it unclear
所以保罗讲那句
So Paul said that
我们面对镜子看是模糊
We look at the mirror it's not clear
等到那一天
At that day,
面对面见主的时候
When I look at the Lord face to face
一切都看得清楚
All things are clear now
那亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 My dear brothers and sisters
今天我们到主的面前来
Today when we come to the Lord
我们有许多的事不能完完全全明白
There are many things that we cannot understand fully
许多事我们不能正正确确的知识
Many things we don't have the correct and right knowledge
为什么呢
Why?
因为还没有面对面见主的时候
Because we are not face to face come to our Lord
所以呢我们有许多事情不了解
So many thing we don't understand
那个预定论的事情
and predestination
我不明白
I don't understand
上帝的拣选的问题
God's election
我不明白
I don't understand
神绝对的主权的问题
God's absolute sovereignty
我不明白
I don't understand
不要紧
Never mind
为什么呢
Why?
因为神太大
Because God is so great
神太深了
God is so profound
神的智慧太高了
God's wisdom is so high
神的旨意太广了
God's mind is so wide
所以保罗说呢
So that's why Paul said,
你明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
You must understand the love of God is so high, so wide, and so deep.
这个名词
This this a phrase
这样形容
this kind of description
长阔高深
and the length the breadth and the depth
是全本圣经只有一次
only once in the Bible
我告诉你
I tell you
不但全本圣经只有一次
not only the whole Bible there's only once
全世界历史有文学以来只有一次
Even also once among the, all the writings of the whole world since history.
保罗平常用什么名词
How usually, what kind of phrase do you use?
何等
So much.
诸般
And all kinds.
众多
And many ways.
百般
And in all manners.
非常
And it's surpassing.
奥妙
And it's profound.
超然
And surpassing nature.
总是因为很难解释出来
It's difficult to explain.
那么约翰用什么呢
But John, what do you use?
如此
Such.
这个如此怎么解释呢
How to explain such
For God so loved the world
那神这么爱世人
上帝如此爱世人
For God so loved the world
那你说 so love What is the meaning of so
那么这个 so 是什么意思呢你说
他就是 so is a so
他说就是 so
说不出来了
So you can explain
所以你自己经历你才知道
So you experience yourself and you know
所有的名词都不能再用
But when you cannot use any term to describe
保罗忽然用一种名词
And Paul suddenly used this phrase
长阔高深
It's so long and high and breadth
没有人这样用
No one you ever use that
莎士比亚的书没有这样用
Shakespeare never say that
Jack London 没有这样。
Jack London never say that.
Charles Dickens 没有。
Charles Dickens never say that.
Molière 没有这样。
Molière never say that.
Gorky 没有这样。
Gorky never say that.
Dostoyevsky 没有这样。
Dostoyevsky never say that.
Turgenev 没有这样。
Turgenev never say that.
俄国的、法国的、德国的、英国的所有文学家没有人这样用的。
Whether from all kinds of different combinations, they never see that.
要你明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
To understand the length, the breadth, and the height of God's love.
为什么呢
Why?
言语讲不出来
It is a surpassing term.
很难讲出来
Difficult to describe.
那么呢我想我们的经验也有过这一类的事情
So sometimes our experience also reflect this kind of things.
比如说你爱一个人爱到非他不可的
For instance, if you love someone, I think you cannot just leave.
那你
不
我很爱你
So I love you very much.
他问你怎样爱你
How much you love me?
你说很爱
Very.
很怎么爱
very, very loving
很爱
very very very
那很怎么爱
what, in what manner
就是很爱
very very very
那你那个时候呢你就发现原来文字太少了
so then you see that this term is beyond description
所以有的人写信的时候呢
so when someone write letters
把横字写了几百个很爱你
and they write very 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 then say love
非常
very 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 then love
因为变得没有办法表现
there's no way to express
那么当上帝的拣选
when the election of God
上帝的旨意
God's mind
上帝的恩赐
God's gift
赐下给人的
When it's been given to us
是凭着他的主权
It's according to his sovereignty
凭着他的智慧
According to his wisdom
那上帝改变吗
Have God changed
保罗说没有
Paul say no
他的恩赐
His gift
以拣选
His calling
是永不后悔
It's irrevocable
什么意思
What do you mean by that
永恒者
The eternal one
在暂时中间
in temporality
把他的旨意显明出来
It's manifested his will
讲这句话
And he said that
我们今天的困难在哪里
Today why is our difficulty
我们今天的困难是在暂时中间要去明白永恒的旨意我们没办法
Our difficulty is because of dwelling in temporality We want to understand eternals We can never understand
时际受限制
So when this comes out limited
当理性受限制
When our rationality is limited and finite
当口才
When the eloquent is finite,
当文字受限制
When words are finite,
当我们的感觉受限制
When emotion is limited,
我们只能靠着信心进到奥秘里面
We can only use our faith entering into mystery.
你如果这么讲、这么想，都在暂时中。
Because in what way you think and express, if you are still in finiteness.
神的恩赐、神的拣选是永恒的。
But then the election and the mind of God is eternal.
这里说的上帝的拣选的恩赐是永不后悔的。
And that's why it says the gift and election of God is irrevocable.
不但如此
，Not only so,
他的智慧是超过我们所知道的。
His wisdom transcends all that we know.
所以这里。用了几句很特别的话
So here are a few statements very specially used
我们大家再注意来看
We want to pay attention
就是第二十九节说
Verse number 29
旧福音说他们为你们的缘故是仇敌
And for God's gift
第二十九二十八节
In verse number 28 it says, As far as the gospel is concerned They are enemies on your account
旧福音说 他们为你们的缘故是仇敌。
According to the gospel concern, there are enemies on your account.
就拣选说，他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱。
But as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs.
这要怎么样解释呢？
How do you explain that?
犹太人跟我们本来是仇敌。
The Jews and us actually are enemies.
我们是没有份的。
We have no share.
福音本来是给他们的。
Because the gospel is actually given to them.
但是呢？
But then,
因为他们拒绝了神。
Because they reject God,
神的福音就临到我们了。
Gospel now come to us.
他们变成抵挡基督的。
But now they go against Christ now.
所以现在呢，他们反对福音。
So now they go against the gospel.
他们拒绝十字架。
They reject the cross.
我们领受的福音。
Then we receive the gospel.
不救福音来说
and according to the gospel,
他们为我们的缘故是仇敌
for our account they become the enemies.
就拣选说
according to election,
他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱
for the sake of the patriarch, they are the loved ones.
怎么去了解这些话？
How to understand all these statements?
从列祖来说
according to the patriarch,
上帝拣选他们的列祖
God has elected their patriarchs,
告诉他们以后子子孙孙要得福
telling them that the descendant will be blessed.
是以色列人是蒙爱
so the Israel are loved.
从肉身来说
according to the flesh,
他们是被拣选的子民
they are the elected people.
他们是蒙爱的族人
they are the one to be loved.
他们的祖宗是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各
their ancestor is Jacob and also Abraham.
上帝对亚伯拉罕说
God to Abraham,
我与你立约
I have covenant with you.
看天上的
星 you see the stars in heaven.
亚伯拉罕看的时候
when Abraham looked,
数都数不清楚
is innumerable.
上帝说我要使你的子孙
God said that I will let your offspring
天上的星那么多
as much as the sun in heaven
海边的沙那么多
and as much as the sand in the beach.
这里到底是指什么呢？
What does it mean here?
是指数量
同样的 quantity.
亚伯拉罕看星的时候
when Abraham looked at the heaven
上帝说哎亚伯拉罕
he said Abraham
你有子孙很多的
you know you have many descendants in the future.
那我问你天上的星跟海边的沙哪里多啊？
You know the stars in the heaven, the sand in the sea, which is more?
哪里多？
Which is more?
啊？海边的沙多。
Sand?
你算了哈。
You've counted, huh?
你两种都比较过。
You've compared the two, huh?
我告诉你。
啊，加油！
天文学家可以告诉你，天上的星不会比海边的沙少。
The astronomer will tell you that the size of the heaven will not be less than the sand in the beach.
我们小的时候算来算去，算到一半就不见了，再从头算来，算到现在还不清楚。
You know, when I was young, we look at the star, we count until the 100, we lost the number.
现在星很少嘛。
Because it's so less in number, the stars in heaven.
海边的它不必算，但是抓一把带回家就算不清。
You don't have to count the beach sand because you took one of friends who you cannot count it.
但是呢
，But then,
当人类造了最大的望远镜
，When you had the biggest telescope,
看的时候。
吓死了 You're afraid now.
你看把小小的一点点
Just a small patch
几十万万万万星在
And billions and billions
在撒撒在更大的望远
And even the bigger
发现更远的星
Telescope
有了万万万万万万万算不清
You see the billions and billions and billions of stars.
摩西老糊涂
So Moses was old
天上的几个星海边一大堆沙相比
So how can he compare to the stars in the heaven and the sand in the beach?
摩西没有糊涂。
No, he was not that.
他不过是顺服上帝。
But he was obedient to God.
上帝就写下来。
Was he write it down?
摩西就写下来。
And Moses wrote it down.
天上的星。
And wrote it down the stars in the heaven.
海边的沙。
And the sand in the beach.
摩西心里想，人家读了一定笑我傻瓜，天上的星擦掉好了。
And Moses said, people laugh at me when he really, I better erase the sign in the heaven.
单单说你的子孙像海边的沙很多，人家就明白了。
Just to say that the descendant was as many as the sand, people understand.
好像说你一定很多子孙。
You have many, many offspring, you say.
就像你的手指跟你头发一样多。
Just as many as fingers and also the hands.
手指才几个嘛。
Only a few fingers, you say.
头发好几千个。
But many, many hands.
怎么会一样多？
How can it be the same?
Moses 不敢擦掉。
Moses did not erase.
因为神的话我不明白的时候不是神有问题是我有问题
啦 God's word I cannot understand it is not God's problem I have problem
神的启示我不能解释的时候
When I cannot explain God's revelation
不是神有错误是我有限制
It is not because God is wrong because I am limited
天上的星海边的沙
The stars in the heaven the sands beach in the beach
这要不然说不必骗我啦
Abraham said don't treat me
我九十岁都还没有孩子会是孩子孙一大堆没有这个事
I'm already 90 without a son how can I have the son in descendants
一百岁的时候
at a time when he was 100
才生一个以撒
he has only one Isaac
那如果以撒在一百岁的时候
but at a time when Isaac was 100
再生一个孩子
if he were to keep getting a son
每一百年加一个
100 years and an offspring.
100
years and an offspring.
上帝什么时候会像海边的沙?
God, when will it be as many as the sand in the beach?
那个信心是什么?
But what is faith?
虽然不明白,
even though you don't understand,
我知道神没有错误,
I know God will never wrong.
虽然我有限制,
even though I'm finite,
神不在限制之下,
God is not within finite.
虽然我感受不到,
even though I cannot feel it,
神不会错,
but God will not be wrong.
神的主权,
God's sovereignty,
神的智慧,
God's wisdom,
最高的
The highest,
我顺服他
I submit to him.
要不然接受
Abraham accepted.
上帝是听见没有听见
Have you heard it? Yes, yes, yes.
听见什么
What I heard?
我的子孙有很多很多
My descendants were many.
多少
How many?
天上星海边的沙一样
As many as sky in the heaven, as many as sand beach.
上帝特别的启示有另外一句话
But God's special revelation had another statement.
万族
All races.
要因你的子孙的福
Because of a descendant will be blessed.
万族
And all nations.
要因你的后裔的福
Because the descendant will be blessed.
突然就变一个
Suddenly become one.
所以不是海边的沙那么多
Not as many as the sand in the beach.
是一个子孙
Only one seed.
你有一个子孙
You have one seed.
要是万民的福
He through him all nations will be blessed.
要不然很乱、哦、
Abraham was confused.
我的子孙像海边那么沙那么多
You see my descendant as many as the sand in the beach.
万族因一个子孙的福
But all nations because of one seed will be blessed.
主啊，我唔知你讲乜嘢哦。
Lord, I don't know what you're saying.
好深，好深啊。
So deep.
我真的不明白。
I don't understand.
我告诉我们读经有时候感到很深很深，对不对呢
？You know, many times when we read the Bible, it's so profound.
不明白吗
？We don't understand.
本来就是这样。
Yes, that should be the manner.
你很难明白的。
Difficult to understand.
但到你看历史展现下来
，But when you see the unfolding of history,
上帝说一句一句成就的时候
，Statement by statement, it is fulfilled.
你会惊奇万。
You'll be so frightened.
原来他的子孙像海边一样沙一样多。
Because his descendants was as many as the sand in the beach.
表示从这个已经快要死的老人身上。
Meaning to this old man who is about to die from him.
以后要生出少支派。
And will come the 12 tribes.
少支派要带领许多许多人成为以色列人。
The 12 tribes will bring many people to become Israelites.
但是呢
，By then，
一个子孙
，only one seed，
万民的福。
Through all, through him, all nations will be blessed.
亚伯拉罕的肉体子孙里面有一个叫做耶稣基督的，他的福音要临到万方、万国、万族、万民的全世界。
Because according to the flesh descent of Abraham, there's one seed. Through him, all nations will be blessed.
啊，上帝怎样安排呢
？How would God make it so?
上帝从一人
，one man，
临到一族。
It comes to one race.
恩典赐下给这一族。
And when God has given the grace to this race,
这一族拒绝的时候
，when they reject God,
神就把恩典领到外邦。
God now has moved the grace to all other nations.
所以呢，外邦因为他们不顺服，就蒙怜悯。
The Gentiles, because they are disobedient, now be blessed.
请你注意听啊。
Pay attention.
Be mercy.
的
外邦因为他们不顺服。所以就蒙怜悯。
The Gentiles, because they are disobedient, become being mercied.
那么这外邦就变成顺服上帝的。
So the Gentile becomes one who is obedient to God.
当他们顺服了上帝以后
，When they are obedient to God,
神就叫以色列因外邦的顺服又在蒙怜悯。
And because of obedience of the Gentile, now they are having mercy again.
所以最后以色列还要归向上帝。
So finally, the Israel will turn back to God.
这些所有无论外邦无论以色列归向上帝的是谁
？So the returning of this.Gentiles or the Jews, when they come into who are they?
就是照着刚才所讲的
According to what you said just now,
因为上帝的拣选和恩赐是永不后悔
Because the gift and also the election of God is irrevocable.
什么意思呢
What do you mean by that?
上帝的永恒中间所定的旨意某拣选的人都要归主
In eternity, what God has decided that all those who are elected will come to Him.
无论是犹太人
whether they are Jews,
无论是外邦人
whether they are Gentiles,
外邦人得救的数目满足以后
when the number of Gentiles come in full number,
算回来是以色列家的人都得救
God will now turn to the home of the Israelites so they turn back to God.
照着拣选来说
，According to the election，
最后这些得救的以色列人是蒙爱的。
This is why who has been elected are being loved。
照着福音所说
，According to the gospel，
他们曾经抗拒耶稣基督，所以你们接受主的与他们好像是仇敌。
They have once rejected Christ and those who received the grace of the Gentiles as if they are enemies。
那么他们曾经不顺服
，because they have been disobedient。
我们也曾经不顺服
，and we also have been disobedient。
后来上帝使他不顺服。 怜悯归给我们。
But because of the disobedience, God turned that grace to us.
叫到我们顺服，怜悯又归给他们。
So that now we become obedient, and also disobedient. Now it turned back to them again.
犹太人原先是不顺服的。
So the Israel originally they are disobedient.
我们原来也是不顺服的。
We originally also are disobedient.
这里说
，So here says,
上帝把众人都圈在不顺服的里面。
God has bound all to be there in the disobedience.
难道叫我们领受的是怜悯？是恩典，不是因为我们能遵守。
So then, what we receive is grace and mercy, not because we are good.
你说主啊
，You say Lord,
原来你是这样的方法来救人。
Such is your way to save us.
历史的方向是这样的，在你的计划中间呈现。
Such is the plan of yours with the direction of the history.
我真是不明白。
I don't understand.
上帝说，你现在看我的终极。
God say, you now see my finality.
你看我的终极 ，You trace.
You trace my track now?
You trace the track of my will executing in the history.
你寻求我在历史中所执行的终极。
你探求我智慧的行为吗？
You search my wisdom path.
你说我不能明白。
I don't understand you.
正像什么呢？
What does it like?
坐一条船。
You would have a sailing boat.
离开海岸的时候。
When you leave the harbor.
你用尺量下去。
You use a rule to rule it.
海床
to measure it.
五公尺深。
The seabed may be 5 meters.
就咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚。
And you move and move.
走了两个钟头以后。
And 2 hours later.
你再降下去。
Then use another rod.
已经50公尺了。
And to fathom the depth 50 meters.
再开到大海去。
And then we're going to deep sea.
你把你的尺呢，开到。透顶了。
Within this rod, you stretch it to the most.
200公尺的
尺。And 200 meter length.
一直到下面去了。
When it comes to the end of it,
弄不到底。
You cannot fathom the depth.
你知道超过200公尺。
Then you know it's more than 200 meters.
再开的时候。
You move again.
就你问现在多少公尺？
你说 how many meter now?
我说我也不知道。
I don't know.
用什么办法呢？
In what way to measure?
不能用硬的物质。
You cannot use the rod now.
也不能用软的物质。
Cannot use soft matter.
用什么呢？
What do you mean?
用声音。
You use sound.
砰。
Sound there is a reflection.
用音波去测的时候，在水里音的速度是多少？多久回音？你说现在已经3500公尺。
So you use sound wave, you know the speed and how you rebound sound. You know that it's 3500 meters.
现在看地球里面哪里有油，不是用普通的方法。
So to also to examine to check where would you have oil.
用飞机飞过去
They'll use a plane to fly over.
用音波去测量
Use a sound wave.
知道这个山里面有什么矿物
And would you know